Is Donald Trump on the brink of ordering the US Air Force to unleash its bunker-busting bombs over Iran to destroy that country's nuclear facilities? Is he intent on carrying out his threat against the Ayatollah? And if so, is this America pursuing a policy of, ultimately, regime change in Iran? He's demanded an unconditional surrender from Iran and threatened the Ayatollah, the Iranian supreme leader. And on his social media platform, Truth Social, he warned that everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. The city is home to 10 million people. This resident in Tehran has been explaining to the BBC why he won't evacuate.
Even though I hate the Islamic Republic, I'm staying in my home. I'm staying in my city. I'll try to stick to my routines. I'll try to find a cafe that's open and go there. If I see a couple people on the street, I'll smile at them, try to lift their spirits. I'll call my friends more often, support them, make them feel better. I think right now we have no one but each other. Not Benjamin Netanyahu and not Israel. They certainly don't care about us. And neither does the Islamic Republic.
What happens next in the now six-day-old conflict between Israel and Iran? And Iran, to use Trumpian language, does Iran have cards to play? And what of the US-Israeli relationship and that between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu? I'm joined by Dr. Siavush Ranjbar Dhami, Senior Lecturer in Modern Middle Eastern History at the University of St Andrews in Scotland. And good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
How do you view what has been happening in Iran since Israel began its bombing campaign 6 days ago?
Well, clearly this is the biggest military challenge the Islamic Republic has maybe undergone ever. There seems to be no relentment in the Israeli strategy. We saw that they hit quite important targets last night in Tehran. They seem to have military and, of course, let's not forget intelligence superiority. The initial assassinations on Friday were followed by the confirmed assassination of the head of the intelligence unit of the IRGC. And possibly this hasn't yet been confirmed by the Iranian side. The assassination of one of the generals that replaced one of the ones which was assassinated in the first wave on Friday. So clearly there is a military and intelligence superiority by Israel. It does appear that, at least for the moment, the Iranian capacity to strike back using missiles is waning. The number of missiles shot at Israel is lower in number, and they don't seem, and at any rate, they don't cause the same amount of damage or the same amount of casualties that the Israeli attacks are causing. There is still a very high number of civilian deaths in Iran and destruction of civilian property because the Israelis have moved away from striking nuclear sites in remote areas or military sites in remote areas. They're increasingly striking targets in the middle of residential areas. There was an evacuation order sent via the internet, and we shouldn't forget that the internet is subject to a considerable amount of limitations and disconnections in Iran right now at something like 3 a.m. in the morning to central Tehran last night. The methods used by Israel are very similar, it would seem, to Gaza and particularly Beirut. I would say the bombings of September last year. So the situation is very dire for Iranian civilians. And of course, it doesn't look like there is a balance or there is an ability to fully retaliate by Iran by through the missiles with regards to the sort of targets that Israel is striking and the panic it is creating within the Iranian population.
Well, talk to me a little bit more about that panic. Is it possible at this stage to have contact with, in your case, friends and family in Iran?
Well, a couple of days ago, I managed to relay the message to one of my relatives who was in the red zone, the first red zone that the IDF had mapped in Tehran. It is becoming increasingly difficult to get in contact with anybody via the internet. People, for example, seeking to get their relatives out of Tehran, and there has been an exodus out of Tehran because of the relentless attacks on all parts of the city by the IDF, have had trouble getting in touch with their parents and, for example, making sure that they actually have left the capital. This is becoming increasingly difficult, and it's obviously causing a lot of anguish for The considerable amount of Iranians that live outside Iran, hundreds of thousands at least, and have relatives inside Iran that they could easily get in touch with via the usual messaging apps we all use until Friday last week, and suddenly they have their loved ones in a war zone and with very difficult contact.
We don't know yet ultimately what the American decision will be, but the Iranian regime is unpopular in Iran. How would the intervention of the Americans, how would that be greeted, or would it prove even more unpopular than the regime that they might seek to overthrow?
Well, the Iranian establishment and state, as you said, was deeply unpopular in Iran even before the start of this war. The economic situation was dire, and of course, part of the reason why, I would say the main reason why Iran was engaging in this round of negotiations with America via Oman was sanctions relief, of course, and trying to fix the very severe ailments of the Iranian economy. So clearly, this war is setting all of that back. It is tough to imagine Iran going back to what it was at the end of this conflict. There is, of course, increasingly, it's becoming clear that Israel's aims are shifting, and it's going from beyond setting back the nuclear missile program of Iran towards some form of bringing down the regime. I wouldn't call it regime change, because it doesn't seem that Israel has a clear political alternative to the Islamic Republic. So it's more about regime failure and regime destruction, if you want, than regime change. The Iranians are aware of this, and I don't think there is any form of real support for any Iranian figure that would right on the cusp of the relentless Israeli bombing and this very severe cost it's causing to civilians, and establish a sort of alternative to the Islamic Republic.
Well, Dr. Siavash Ranjbardamy, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Morning Ireland.